The Islamic Center of Bloomington is set to hold a vigil this coming weekend. Friday's terrorist attack on a mosque in Christchurch, New Zealand, left 50 worshippers dead. Katie Barris is a spokesperson for the Islamic Center of Bloomington. She says area residents and religious organizations reached out to support the area's most prominent Muslim community.
So actually, we received a lot of messages of support, not just emails, but actual letters. So the day after the attack, when going to the mosque, we had flowers outside. We had multiple letters. We even had a bigger kind of like poster thing with a lot of messages on it. So we received a lot of support from the community. And there were several people from different organizations, different congregations emailing and asking, what can we do? And actually that inspired us to have a memorial. We had planned on actually during our Friday prayer last week, so the day actually of the attack, we held a prayer in remembrance of the victims, but we had planned on, we didn't know exactly what we were planning, but the response from the community was overwhelming, and we decided that we really should have this be a bigger gathering and an interfaith gathering, and so that response kind of led to the formation of this event.
Barris says other religious organizations will speak at this coming Sunday's memorial for Christchurch victims.
I think the massacre in Christchurch obviously affected Muslims and anyone who cares about Muslims. And our community really felt the effects of this massacre, and as all communities, I think, did. But we really, the goal with our memorial is not only to bring our Muslim community together, but also bring in other people of different faiths. And it's actually an interfaith memorial gathering. And we're actually having representatives from different faith beliefs come in and give some words of solidarity. So we're having a few Muslims give some speeches, but we're actually going to have a rabbi and a reverend and a couple others give their thoughts as well. So it's more of an interfaith gathering, and we're hoping to that our Muslim community can feel supported by others in Bloomington, and that's kind of the overall goal.
Barris says this isn't the first time the community has supported the Islamic Center of Bloomington or the Muslim community in the area.
Just a thank you to Bloomington for being so supportive. This isn't the first time that we've received overwhelming shows of support from the community. When the woman from our community was attacked a few years ago, we received, again, overwhelming support from the community. So Bloomington has been very welcoming to Muslims. And I also just want to say that the event is on Sunday, March 24th from 6 to 8 p.m. And, of course, anyone is welcome to join. It's at the Islamic Center of Bloomington, which is 1925 Atwater Avenue. And we'd love to see folks there and come out and support us.